Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hi there. Love to you by God's grace, all the good people, good souls, and other heavenly beings in this world. Just by the way, because you are there, I just wanted to report something to our viewers, and especially my own God's disciples, concerning world peace. Just world peace alone, not to talk about world vegan yet. Many people kind of blame His Excellency President Trump for the delay of the peace talks with Russia. I mean, with the authority of Russia. The people of Russia have nothing to do with this. They don't want war. War is nothing good for them. Business and everything just went down the drain since the war began. Big companies, big investors, they all, you know, kind of retreated from Russia and went elsewhere to make more of an economic boom for other countries. It's very sad for the people of Russia. I feel very sorry for Russians because they don't want the war, okay? So it's only some top leaders of Russia who have started and continue the war. And no matter with how much effort other leaders try to present it to the Russian leaders, peace is still not there yet, yes. But you should not blame President Trump. Being the president of the United States of America is the toughest job you can ask yourself to be responsible for. Any other president has much hardship and trouble also, but it's less burdensome than for the President of the United States of America. He, the President, and his staff, his workers, his helpers, his advisors, etc., were trained and are still trying hard to bring peace into the world through Ukraine. And the Ukrainian people have nothing to do with the delay and the war from Russia. They never wanted this. They are peaceful folk. They mind their own business, and mostly they cultivate their farms to feed their own people and share with the world their diligence and their passion in their daily farming work. They never think of going and shooting or killing anyone. So do not blame the Russian people. Do not blame the Iranian people. Their name is Ukraine. I changed it to Ukraine. It sounds better, like they can reign their own country. See, no need for anybody else coming and killing their people and stealing their things, etc., for whatever reason or no reason at all. Now, of course, least of all, anyone should blame President Trump. He's the most efficient, hard-working president that I think I know of. I don't know many presidents anyway. But the way we read all the reports in the news, it seems like he's the most diligent president. Okay, maybe he's a diligent president, very, very diligent president, and at least one of the most diligent, hardworking, and much top-loving presidents for his people. He tried more than his very best. So, by the way, I also thank him, President Trump, for trying so hard and shouldering so much burdensome work for the American people as well as for needy countries in trouble water right now, like the Ukrainian people and the Russian people. Both of these country citizens suffer enormously, and it shouldn't have been like this. It shouldn't be like that ever at all, because I really like the Russian people. Very straightforward. They just mind their own business. Never mind. You can't even blame any leaders. Actually, I told you already, it is karma. It's the way we don't handle our worldly affairs very well. All of us, the citizens of this world. And many countries, including the United States, most of all, are really trying very hard to bring peace to Ukraine or Ukraine, and to make peace for both countries, Russia and Ukraine. But it didn't seem to go very fast the way we wanted. It doesn't seem to even guarantee that it's going to be accepted, the settlement, the agreement between the two countries. So the whole world is very, very frustrated, because war affects everything, not just Russia, not just Ukraine. The economy, the convenience, the safety, everything that the human race wants to have, it seems to be sliding down more than before the war. Of course, our countries have not always been perfect the way we want, because of the karma of killing, I told you already, killing the innocent, pure animal people, killing the babies, etc. Now, who is to blame? In this war, we have many people, many groups, many organizations, many countries, many political systems. But apart from that, behind all that, we have other systems. Some are parallel systems that also have a great, huge effect on our world systems and wellness. But the thing is, because we ourselves, the humans in this world, do not try hard enough to keep this world in harmony by not being compassionate, by not being the real human, humane human that we're supposed to be. We, the heavenly team, of course, including myself, have been also working side by side and above, and not just side by side, but above the system of this world, try to improve it, try to help. Not to talk about just spiritual assistance, but even political. Because we heavenly beings cannot just stand by and look at how humans have to suffer at the hands of some lesser humans or non-humans at all, who have been trying hard to influence many of the top leaders of the world to not be in alignment together, not be peaceful together. They're trying hard to make chaos in this world. That's the way the Maya works. That's the way the illusionary force works. You say negative force. That's what they do. They enjoy chaotic situations made for people, helpless people. Even world leaders, many of them are also helpless because they don't have enough power to go against these devil systems. They do have, they have tremendous power. They have God's power, God's blessing, God's grace, God's quality within them, but it's all shut because they don't know how to open it. Or they don't believe that such things exist. They don't know how to use it anyway. So everything has to be like a bargain in cheap, or by violence, by troublemaking, by a strategy of how to win against the opponents, or how to conquer the weaker countries, etc. Yeah. It's a pity, because all humans have God's power dormant within. Only by higher evolution, a higher enlightenment, higher concentration within, inside a human so-called entity, can human understand how to deal with any situation, how to truly appreciate each other as holy entities, and how to make peace, keep peace, and help and elevate each other's status in the universe. How to realize that all are connected, I'm just talking about humans, but we are also connected with the animal people and other beings which human eyes cannot see. It's very difficult to explain these abstract things. Only when you're truly enlightened, then you can see it with your own inner eye, which is the real eye. The things we hear from the ears and the things we can see from these eyes in our physical body are not the real thing. Only when you see with your real eye, we call it the wisdom eye or the third eye. Only when we hear with the real ear, which doesn't need this physical ear to hear the real things, then we can see the real world. We know the real world. That's why since ancient times, people go find, search for an enlightened master, able master, who can show them the way how to connect with the real world. Now, the heavenly team, of course, including myself, have been working very hard behind your back, sorry, to deal with many problems, to untie many knots, to discuss, to initiate solutions, to lessen obstacles, yes, and to nourish more peaceful energy in this world, so that peace may come and may last. We cannot truly rely on anyone except ourselves. We have to be what we want from others, but we have to have it first before others can help. The heavenly team and I, we work very hard. It's not just like sitting together in the world, leaders together or negotiations between countries or governments. No, no. That is just one part, small part. The greater part is the inner world. Like the team and I have to go search for the root cause.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.